I went to give blood today. I'm always happy to do it because I know that it will help somebody who needs it.
Oh, I've always felt a little sick when I did that. How did it go for you?
Just fine. But you know, as I was sitting there watching the blood collect, I was reminded once again how marvelous our body is. That we can give a pint of blood and be just fine.
You're right. And our body just makes more to replace it. But be sure and drink a good amount of water to give it a helping hand.
Hello, and welcome to Women of Hope.
Hi, I'm Tammy. Carol and I are so glad to be with you again today.
We are talking about our blood. It's a fascinating subject. How much blood do you think we have in our bodies? I was surprised to find out that the average adult has 7 liters of blood. That's a lot.
We all know it's serious to lose a lot of blood. But let's talk about why blood is so important. There are 5 main things that blood does. First, it carries oxygen that every cell needs to stay alive.
Second, when we're cut, it clots to stop us losing too much blood.
Thirdly, it works like a delivery system to carry the nutrients, salts, and other chemicals to every cell in our body. Have you ever tasted your blood? Like when you cut your finger and sucked on it? It tastes salty. That's because there's a very careful balance of different types of salts and chemicals in your body.
Next, blood carries hormones or messages from one part of the body to another to stimulate every organ to do its own special job.
And lastly, there are white blood cells and antibodies in your body that help fight infections. They travel around in your blood to where bacteria have gotten in and try to destroy them.
Blood flows around your body in soft tubes called veins or arteries. You can see some of those veins under your skin, on your arms or legs. Veins carry blood from parts of the body back to the heart. And then the heart pumps the blood into the lungs where it picks up oxygen from the air that we breathe. This bright red oxygenated blood then flows back into the heart, which pumps it all the way around your body through the arteries. All the tiny cells of our body need oxygen to live and work. The oxygen is carried by special cells called the red blood cells. The red blood cells contain hemoglobin made with iron. This is the bit that holds on to the oxygen.
It always amazes me how God made our bodies so beautifully balanced. The more I learn about our bodies, the more I realize what a wonderful designer God is.
Yes, it is amazing how the body seems to mend itself when you have a cut. Otherwise, all your blood would run out. When you cut yourself, after a little while, you can see a clot form, a little darker clump of blood. This clot is formed by other particles in the blood called platelets and clotting factors. They work together to plug up holes where the blood can leak out. A bruise? That's just bleeding underneath your skin that clots. Sometimes you have problems with clotting too much or with bleeding too much.
A small cut will close up by itself as the clot forms. But I'm sure you know that we stop bleeding by using pressure. A good way is to take a clean piece of gauze or cloth and hold it firmly over the cut. You can use a bandage to hold it firmly in place. If it bleeds through the cloth, just put more cloth over the top. If you pull off the first cloth, it will pull off any clot that is forming. Later, when it has really stopped bleeding, you can gently soak off the old clot with cool boiled water and put on a fresh, clean dressing. If the cut is on an arm or a leg, you can hold up the limb and that will slow down the flow of blood. And putting ice over the cut will slow down the blood flow too.
When I gave blood today, I wondered how much blood you could lose without dying. Women usually lose between a quarter and a half of a cup of blood each time they have a period, and that's not a problem. A healthy adult can lose up to a liter and make it all up again. But if they lose more than a liter, or they're already weak, they're likely to be very sick and they could die. So clotting is very important. Tammy and I have been talking about our blood. Have you ever heard of anemia? If you don't have enough red blood cells, or they don't have enough hemoglobin containing iron, then you have anemia. If you don't have enough iron in your body, your red blood cells look small and pale under the microscope.
I've heard about anemia. It can make you feel tired and breathless because the red blood cells can't carry enough oxygen, and all your cells can't work properly. If a person has anemia, the skin inside their bottom eyelid looks pale, not bright pink.
Did you know that women and teenage girls need more iron than men do? That's because we lose some each month and need to make more hemoglobin. We need extra iron and vitamins when we're pregnant, too. That's another reason why girls need good food, just as much as boys do.
What about people who donate blood like Carol did for blood transfusions? That's a wonderful thing to do. It saves lives. But does that make them weak and anemic? No. Healthy people can safely give blood donations every 2 months. They can easily make that much new blood if they have good food. But different countries have different rules about how often you can donate blood. By the way, if you give or receive blood transfusions, always go to a proper clinic or hospital where they use sterile equipment. And make sure you get the right blood for you. There are different types of blood and you can't mix them.
We said we need iron to make healthy red blood cells. So where do we get that iron? We can't chew pieces of iron. But substances containing iron are found in many of our foods.
Oh, that's so right. Red meat has lots of iron. Eggs, fish, and poultry are good sources too. Iron from animals is the easiest to absorb, but there are good plant sources too, such as peanuts and dried beans and peas, especially soybeans. If you eat whole grains without removing the bran, that also gives you some iron.
And don't forget green, leafy vegetables like spinach, bok choy, and broccoli. They have iron as well. And also, they help us to absorb iron from other sources. So a small amount of meat in the same meal with green leaves will give you up to 3 times as much iron as just eating meat. Oh, and dried fruits like apricots and prunes, they're good too. And you know, we need vitamin C to help us absorb and use iron. Fortunately, many of those green leafy vegetables have good amounts of vitamin C. So do citrus fruits and most brightly colored fruits and vegetables, especially if you eat them raw.
Okay, so a good varied diet with fresh fruit and vegetables, whole grains, and maybe some meat, eggs, or fish should give you enough iron for healthy blood. That's the ideal sort of diet we should be eating anyway. I found out something else. Drinking tea or coffee with your meal stops you absorbing all the iron. So if you think you might be short of iron, don't drink tea and coffee at mealtimes.
Well, since I had my meal a while ago, I am going to enjoy my cup of tea right now. Thank you.
Our friend Naomi is here with us again. We've been enjoying her stories. Have you heard some of them? Naomi and her family worked in Nepal for many years, and today she's going to tell us about two special people that she met there. Welcome, Naomi.
Well, thanks, Tammy, and hello to you. And yes, I thought I'd tell you about Mukti first. So Mukti was 20 years old, and he came from a village 2 hours' walk to the north of the hospital at Pokhara where we worked. And one day he was carrying a long steel pole, and he ran into some electrical wires and got very severe electrical burns. And then friends brought him to the hospital where he had both arms amputated below his elbows. But as well as that, he had a major burn on his buttocks. He was losing blood quickly and would soon die without a blood transfusion. So in Nepal, a healthy person with the same type of blood was needed to give blood so that it could be put into Mukti's veins. But unfortunately, there was no relatives with Mukti, and the friend who came with him to the hospital said no. He said he was afraid of giving blood away. And my husband, Darren, went to find Mukti's friend, and he sat with him for a long time talking to him. Why didn't he want to help his friend? And it was a long story. The friend explained that most of his people refuse to give blood because they believe that if they give blood, they will lose some of their own spirit, and therefore the risk was too great for the friend. But Darren explained that Mukti would die very soon. And then he had an idea. He said, well, will you give blood if I come with you? I'll sit beside you and give blood as well. So the friend still didn't want to give blood, but he agreed to walk to pathology with Darren. And when they got there, Darren asked the nurse to take his blood first. So Mukti's friend watched Darren very closely as the bright red blood came out of his arms into the syringe, and he couldn't see any departing spirits or sickness in Darren. And the blood kept filling the syringe, and Darren was still looking normal. So Mukti's friend kept watching for a little bit longer, and then he agreed as well to give some of his blood for his friend. And it was just in time to save Mukti's life. And then Mukti gradually got better. And weeks later, he was still in hospital, and he asked Darren where the blood had come from. And Darren told him that his friend had given some blood. And Mukti was shocked. He said, really, he would never do that. He would be too scared. He did that for me. And Darren said, he did give blood. He saved your life. And I also gave blood. And then Mukti stared at Darren. He said, you gave me blood? But you don't even know me. And Darren said, well, that's true. But there's something even more amazing than that. You've received blood from us and your life has been saved. Your name, Mukti, it means salvation in Nepali. You have been saved for a purpose. But the one who really saved you is Jesus. He's God's son who came to earth to show people what God is like. And when Jesus died on the cross, his blood saved your life. He saved you so that if you believe in what he did, you can live forever, even after your life runs out here on earth. And Mukti had never heard of such a person as Jesus. He wanted to know more about him. He wanted to know why Jesus loved him. He wanted to know how he could learn about that love himself. And then Mukti prayed to Jesus while he was lying on that hospital bed. And he had no hands, but he had new life. And the last time we heard about Mukti, he'd gone back to his village and he'd started a whole group of people who are now following Jesus.
That's a great story, Naomi. And blood made all the difference to Mukti.
That's right. And there was another patient that was special to me. So Miley was 35 years old, and she was a lady who lived in a village many days' travel west of Pokhara. Her husband liked to drink too much of the local rice wine. And Miley's three daughters were born very close together, and her husband wasn't happy. You see, in Nepali culture, he needed a son to perform his funeral rites when he died. So he threatened Miley that he would find another wife if she did not bear him a son. And one day, Miley felt so sad that she set herself on fire. Her whole body had serious burns all over it, but she was still alive, just. And Taryn met Miley at the hospital after she had been there for several days. She didn't have long to live, and the doctors were giving her medicine to take the pain away as they waited for her to die. And on this particular day, Guru Amma, who is a Nepali Christian lady, she came to visit the hospital, and she used to just go around to the patients and talk with them. She was a small lady, over 80 years old. And Taryn asked Guru Amma if she could go and talk to Miley. So Guru Amma went and sat quietly by Miley's bed. But as soon as Miley saw Guru Amma, she became very excited, and she started to tell an amazing story. She said, "Last night I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along a high path going up the mountain. It was a thin path I didn't recognise, and I was carrying a heavy load full of my possessions. It weighed me down and I couldn't keep walking. So I stopped at a crossroads in the path and sat down on a rock. I looked at the paths ahead and there were only two. One of them went over the cliffs, the other went down. And I didn't know which way to go, so I sat and waited. And as I waited, a lady came to speak with me. She was small and had grey hair tied up in a knot. She sat down near me and asked me which way I wanted to go. She asked me whether I wanted to go up or down. I didn't know. I couldn't answer her question. And then while I was deciding which way to go, I woke up. And I didn't know what the dream meant. But then, this morning, you came to my bed. And I know you're the lady in my dream. I know that it was you." And Guru Amma just smiled at her. She said, "My dear, I could ask you that same question. Jesus is the way to God. He loves you. He wants to know which way you will go. He will take you on the path that leads to life. He will carry your worries for you. He will give you peace. That's what he came to this world for. He came for you." And Miley had never heard of Jesus before, so she asked to hear more. And that very morning, Miley chose to follow Jesus. And she died the next day. But she died in peace. Her worries were gone. And just before she died, Miley begged. She said, "Please tell my mother and all my family and everyone I know about Jesus. They don't know about him." And we were so sad that Miley had such a difficult life and she suffered so much. But we couldn't help feeling glad that she had the chance to learn about Jesus and find peace with God. And you know, we saw again how God had prepared her to hear his message and sent the right person to tell her. And we saw again how God had prepared her to hear his message and sent the right person to her. That's exactly what God is like.
And he reaches out to you too, my friend. I hope that your heart is open to receive his love today. Which path do you think you would take?
Did you wonder what Darren meant when he told Mukti that Jesus' blood saved his life? Of course, Mukti didn't get a blood transfusion from Jesus. Darren meant that when Jesus shed his blood, when he was crucified, he was giving his life. But how did that help Mukti? And how can it help you? Let us explain.
Jesus was one with God, his Father. Yet he came to this world as a man. He was completely pure and holy, so he could not be punished for doing anything bad. But Mukti and you and I have done plenty of wrong things. We deserve to be separated from God, who is perfect and holy. Yet God loved us and wanted us to be close to him. So Jesus came and died instead of us. He was separated from God, his Father, so that we could be close to him. We can be friends with God now, and when we die, we can go to heaven to be with God forever.
Then Jesus came alive again. That showed that God, his Father, was completely satisfied that Jesus had taken the sins of the whole world. Jesus' blood paid for all of our sins, and that's how we can be saved. When we say sorry for those sins and thank you for taking our place, that's how we become followers of Jesus.
So it is no wonder we think the blood of Jesus is so special. When Jesus gave up his life, he gave us life that lasts forever. We had a good time today with Naomi, and we learned a lot about blood. If you have a question or you want to share something about your life with us, you can write to us in care of this station or at Women of Hope.
We would love to hear from you. You can write to us at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. If you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week.